Ironically, the Blackwell Consulting deal could have more lasting consequences for the University of Chicago Medical Center than for Michelle or Barack Obama. For a hospital, particularly one with UCMC's history, the appearance of impropriety associated with such a transaction has far more serious implications than it would for Garden Variety Corporation. Even if the bidding process broke no state or federal ethics statutes, it could well have violated the conditions of participation stipulated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, CMS. CMS conditions of participation, COP, are standards to which healthcare providers must adhere in order to receive payment for services rendered to Medicare and Medicaid patients. The most basic COP for hospitals is to remain in good standing with the Joint Commission on Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations, JCAHO, which imposes stringent conflict of interest rules requiring a hospital to vet the relationships of medical staff, directors, and upper management to ensure that its mission and responsibility to the clients and community it serves is not harmed by any professional ownership, contractual, or other relationship. According to the financial reports released pursuant to its bond obligations, audits conducted in 2000 and 2001 found UCMC wanting. CMS notified the corporation that it is not in compliance with certain of the Medicare conditions of participation for hospitals. UCMC still participates in the Medicare and Medicaid programs, which suggests that the hospital eventually cleared up its COP deficiencies. But another unsatisfactory CMS audit could well be disastrous. As the financial reports mentioned above dryly phrase it, approximately 28.8% and 24.8% of the gross payment revenues of the corporation were derived from Medicare and Medicaid patients, respectively. As a result, any termination from the Medicare and Medicaid programs would adversely affect the corporation's financial position. Of course, such a termination is not bloody likely with the Obamas running the healthcare show from the White House now. Pay for play, play for pay. It's the Protection Racketeer's Code. Earmarks and Edifice Complex. In 2005, Barack Obama nearly tripled the amount of federal earmarks flowing to his wife's employer to over $310,000. In 2008, United States Senator Barack Obama raised eyebrows even further after disclosing his $1 million request for federal earmark money to help pay for the construction of a new hospital pavilion at his wife's place of work. When asked by the Chicago Tribune about the inherent impropriety of his water carrying for Mrs. Obama's employer, the agent of Hope and Change shrugged, "I don't think that I was obligated to recuse myself from anything related to the university.